From that last reading, Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. In your anger, do not sin. A quote from Psalm 4. But Paul obviously thought worth quoting 1,000 years later to the Ephesian Christians, and still worth quoting 2,000 years later to the Christians of Mark's day as well. In your anger, do not sin. Think about it. That means that in your anger, you can sin or not sin. In other words, you have a choice. So anger itself is not sinful, but what follows could be. Because anger, after all, is a natural human emotion. It's a feeling that arises within all of us sometimes. But we can choose what to do with it and how we behave. In your anger, do not sin. If someone hurts you, for example, you may feel angry, and that would be natural. But what do you do? Do you hurt them back in return? That might be your first instinct. Get your own back. But maybe they had no idea of the effect on you. Maybe it was totally innocent, and maybe they're unaware of it. Perhaps there's some way you could just tell them, that thing that you said, that hurt, and I felt quite angry. Maybe there are proper complaint processes open to you so that justice can be done, it can be dealt with fairly and properly. Maybe you can forgive them after you've cooled down, of course. In your anger, do not sin. It's a tough call, isn't it? Perhaps you see injustice, the rich and the powerful abusing others, people taking advantage of the weak and of their position. In the temple, you remember, Jesus saw the money changers who were ripping off the tourists. And Jesus was angry, and he overturned the tables, sent the money flying, and then he made a whip and he drove the con men out of the temple with his whip. And yet, we're told even that was not sin. It was righteous anger. It was zeal for God's house, as the prophet had prophesied centuries before. God gets angry, we're told in the Bible. And of course, God does not sin. So perhaps we need to do a little bit of thinking about it. People get angry in the Bible. Of course they do. It's natural. They get angry for various reasons. You remember Cain and Abel, do you? Cain got angry with Abel, angry enough to kill him. Esau was angry with Jacob when Jacob stole his birthright. Moses seemed to be angry pretty well every Monday morning with the people of Israel. Pretty well every page in the Bible. Balaam, do you remember him? Balaam riding on his donkey, and he got angry with his donkey and he beat her with a stick. And then the donkey turned round and told him off. What a great story. King Saul was angry with David and pinned him to the wall with a spear, or tried to anyway, but David ducked out of the way. King Ahab was angry with Elijah the prophet, and his wife Jezebel even more angry. Naaman, the Syrian commander, was angry with Elisha when he was told to go and wash in this muddy little river down the bottom of the garden. Nebuchadnezzar was angry with Daniel and his friends, so angry he went purple and red in the face and his eyes bulged, and they thought it was funny, but they weren't allowed to laugh. Jonah was angry with God who was pursuing him. And of course, the Jewish leaders were angry with Jesus, weren't they? Again, almost every page of the Gospels. Now, I know most of those were defending their own interests, weren't they? Their wounded pride. Grrr, hit back. This anger is self-centered, and that can easily lead into sin. But not always, it has to be said. Not always. Moses' anger against the people in the wilderness was often anger at their stubbornness and their faithlessness and their refusal to obey God and do what they should. Righteous anger. Moses was almost speaking on God's behalf. It was almost as if he was God's mouthpiece to the people in the wilderness. Samson, you remember strong man Samson, his anger against the Philistines, sometimes it seems immature, I know, but we're told that it was inspired by God's Spirit. His strength, his anger, his determination were part of God's way of leading the people at that time. And Jesus' anger at the Pharisees was provoked by their stiff-necked resistance to God. There is righteous anger. So, first question, why are you angry? What is it that's pressed your buttons? What are you defending in your anger? Is it just your wounded pride? Then perhaps take time to cool down and recover first. Because pride itself is sinful, and any action that you take will almost certainly be wrong. Don't press send on emails, for example, when you're tired or upset or after a drink or two. Review it in the morning before sending. Or ask a wise friend to look at it first. My wife, bless her, looks over my emails and says, cut that line out. Don't send that. So sometimes she saves me from disasters. But if it's a righteous cause, if it's about justice, if it's godly anger, then the cause is good. Even so, watch what you do next. In your anger, do not sin. Our children, when they were teenagers, they had a picture of a traffic light stuck onto the door upstairs. For moments of teenage anger, the red light meant stop, pause, count to 10. The amber light meant consider what actions are open to you and the consequences of each. And then the green light meant choose one of those and do it. Simple anger management. You can go on helpful courses if you find it difficult to handle your anger. It's been described as deploying anger successfully. I like that. Because it's saying this can be positive. You can do this well. It can be good. For most of us, violence seems wrong, doesn't it? But I don't think it always is. Otherwise, you couldn't be a Christian policeman, for example, or a Christian soldier, or indeed a Christian rugby player, could you? Perhaps you were watching yesterday. I don't know. Jesus violently drove out the crooked money changers from the temple. But anger can be a positive force for change and movement. It can be a way to right injustice and sort it out. When were you last angry? Really angry, quivering angry? What was it that drove you to anger? Sometimes it can guide you. It can almost be a calling from God. Anger at sex trafficking, for example. Anger at economic inequality in our nation, the gap between rich and poor. Anger at the way people are trashing the planet and don't seem to be worried about it. That can be God calling you to do something, to put it right. Or at least donate to good causes if you can't do anything yourself. In your anger, do not sin. Because anger itself is normal. It's a natural human feeling. But what provokes us, the cause, can be good or bad. And how we express it, what we then do about it, can be good or bad. So we need perhaps to rein in the anger a bit and tread carefully before lashing out. But I do think also find some way to express it, or it can bubble up inappropriately and even make you ill further on down the line. It's a tough command, isn't it? In your anger, do not sin. Let's pray.